Each weekday during February, the Jefferson Daily has been airing excerpts from historic African-American speeches in honor of Black History Month. We began with an 1895 recording of Booker T. Washington and worked our way up to Barack Obama's speech at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. Today, we conclude our series. Again, here's the host, Southern Oregon University journalism professor D.L. Richardson.
Paul Abel's arrangement of the Negro folk song, We Shall Overcome, became the unofficial anthem for the civil rights movement. The song's words moved African Americans to feel they could overcome all obstacles of injustices and hatred directed toward their race. I personally believe that this month's series on JPR is what many during that time hoped they would eventually see, or in this case, hear. I want to thank Jessica Robinson, Eric Till, and the Jefferson Daily for presenting these great words. And I want to thank you for taking the time out to listen. Each day this month, someone has said to me how much this series has helped them personally or as a teaching tool in either a classroom or in their family. I realize that many of these speeches came from individuals you may have never heard of, or if you did know the names, you never heard their words. We did this on purpose. We wanted to present words that, although didn't get widespread coverage, helped shape the America in which we live. From the You Go Girl attitude of Dr. Johnetta Cole, to the historical teachings of John Hope Franklin, to the comedic words dripping with the pain of racism of Dick Gregory. These words are a wonderful representation of our American legacy. I can think of no better way to end this series than with the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. In this speech, King talks about the importance of the song, We Shall Overcome, the song that gave thousands comfort in a time of despair. The song that hundreds sang outside his hotel room in Birmingham when a bomb went off in a room he was supposed to have been in. The song that made him cry when President Lyndon Baines Johnson quoted it as he began to put in place legislation that made it possible for African Americans to have simply the right to vote. Listen as King sums up the hopes and dreams of the Civil Rights Movement and explains why, even in 2007, you can still hear the words, We shall overcome, we shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I've joined hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Yes, sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. Yes, no, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You can listen to all the speeches we've aired this month online at jeffersondaily.org. All, with the exception of today's speech, are part of an anthology of great African American speeches called Say It Plain, produced by American Public Media.